Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, news we failed to mention, plus stoner recipes and pickle letters. They're coming up for you in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
We're joined by the legendary Joe Walsh on the phone. Joe, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. And you?
Wait a minute. Is Bob there?
I'm here, right here, Joe.
Because last time I called, you were so impressed you went on vacation.
Joe, if you were to get in your car right now, what are you listening to?
Geez. I don't really. I just turn on the radio and whatever I hear is what it is. I'm going through a lot of old stuff.
Yeah.
Classic rock stuff. And that's kind of a big wasteland out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear a whole lot that I can make it all the way to the end of the song.
Yeah. there's some good stuff out there. Joe, when I read a funny thing about the Rolling Stones when they were setting up their tour. They had to have one of the roadies in the back with a stack of their albums, and they'd come upon a song title, and they'd had to kind of relearn it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you guys are with the Eagles, did you have to sit down and go, that was a great song, but how did we do it then?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know just because you wrote it, don't mean you can play it.
That's true. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I find that a lot. Yeah, we dusted off James Dean, and that's got
that's
a great song.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. It rocks pretty good, but that was pre-Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go learn Bernie Ledden's parts.
Wow.
And boy, I see why they replaced him.
Oh, wow.
Joe.
That's not nice.
No, that's not very nice, but...
Wow.
Now, do you have any of your old guitars, your first ones that are...
You know, I don't have very many. I think I've got a Les Paul that I started out with.
Mm-hmm.
I sure wish I did. I've gone back and bought some equipment like I used to have.
Did it get stolen on the road or just lost? Or?
Oh, just lost in the wayside. You know, I don't remember a whole... There's a couple years there that are just a mystery to me.
Yeah.
I was talking to Ozzy about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, James Gang and his band, we played a whole bunch of gigs, and neither of us remember anything.
Cool.
Those were the days.
Wow.
Now we played together because we have the posters.
I know we did.
That's the line of the year. I know we did. They printed posters.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Tom. That's Willie. And there's the, let's see, that's Ace Cosby over there. Did I forget anybody? Josh Arnold? Chick McGee. We got everybody present and accounted for.
Hey.
And if you look at the big screen right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have it's a relatively new feature on the show featuring our staff member. He likes to introduce himself. I want to just give you the picture.
What you failed to mention, Jeff Oskey.
That's right, big guy. Coming to you live from the Failed to Mention News Desk.
Yeah. Time now for What You Failed to Mention News.
Looking good today. You got a tie on.
It actually matches your shirt.
It does. Sure does. Thank you. I accidentally sat on my testicle.
Just the one left. Huh?
Well, really
basically, what I do here every week, we give you the news, but sometimes we don't give you the whole story. So what I'm here to do is to give our listeners the news that you all failed to mention.
Okay, go ahead. We're ready.
Last week, Christy, you mentioned Olympic organizers have decided there will be no alcohol served during the Tokyo Games. What you failed to mention, now the only booze at the Olympics will happen during the new breakdancing competition. Coming in hot. The corpse flower, known for its horrible smell, is finally blooming. What you failed to mention, if you've never smelled the corpse flower before, imagine what Joy Behar's locker at the ABC gym smells after she's worked out.
Oh, God.
That's a false premise. Joy Behar doesn't work out.
Touche.
What you failed to mention, Jeff Oskey.
A few weeks back, you did a story about a parrot that had to be rescued from a second-story window ledge after escaping from his cage from the fourth time. What you failed to mention, I bet that's the last time that family named Sir Parrot Andy Dufresne.
Silly.
Oh, okay. The studio audience liked it. Ringo Starr has decided to drop his lawsuit against the makers of the Ring-O sex toys. What you failed to mention, he's now suing doctors touting the weight loss product by a similar name, the Ringo Starr and his all-star lap bands.
That is obscure.
That is so silly.
That is a very obscure.
You may have a lawsuit there. Yeah.
Okay.
A doctor operated on the wrong testicle on his patient.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, for those of you keeping track at home, the count is still one strike, two balls.
Hey!
A Gwyneth Paltrow goop vagina candle exploded in a man's apartment after burning it for 3 hours straight. What you failed to mention... Why would you burn it for that long? I know gynecologists that don't want to smell it for 3 hours straight.
What you failed to mention, news, Jeff Oskey.
David Rush and his wife set another new world record for being the fastest time to wrap a body in plastic wrap. What you failed to mention, they took the record previously set back in 1987 from Robert Berdella, a serial killer named the Kansas City Butcher, who's known for taking his victims, cutting them up, wrapping their bodies in plastic, and placing them in the fridge. So, good on you there, David Rush.
That is a lot of work.
You had to look that up, right?
A lot of work on that.
I watch way too many serial killer
documentaries. Hats off to you. Is he even in the top 10 of serial killers?
He's not even in the top 100, Tom. Let's be honest.
Is he the only one that had the plastic wrap thing going?
Yes. That's why.
Sometimes you got to search.
I do my homework. I spent upwards of 12 seconds Googling that. Yesterday, Christy, you mentioned the youngest chess, or actually, I think it was Chick, the youngest chess grandmaster, a 12-year-old boy, became the world's youngest chess master at the age of 12. What you failed to mention... I don't know what you're talking about, Josh. Me stammering over my stuff.
Here, I'll set it up for you. You find out that the world's youngest chess grandmaster is just over 12 years of age. Oh, wow.
I heard that somewhere.
What you failed to mention, he's so young, he still calls the rook horsies.
Young.
That's quite young. I hear he sucks at Connect Four, though, he's got that going for him. What you failed to mention, 30 years from now, he will be setting another world record as the world's oldest virgin. And finally, a man in Idaho who lost his iPhone keys and wallet while on a float trip downriver got local emergency rescue dive team to look for his lost articles. They actually found his wallet keys and the phone with his alarm still going off. What you failed to mention, what the hell? How do you get an emergency dive team to find his keys? I have trouble getting my kids to help me find my keys when I'm running late for work and they're above water. Now, in their defense, it is only 4:20 in the morning, so they're a little groggy being woken up. Okay. I'm Jeff Oskey, and
time now for what you failed to mention.
What?
I hit two at once, and I am out of here.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Closer.
Could we get Eddie to run that board for him?
I like him.
Also, Dennis Miller's on the phone. He wants to talk to you about that I am out of here thing.
It's charming.
Now, thank you very much, Jeff. That was very, very helpful. We were talking with Christy Lee over there.
I have a letter. Can we do that real quick?
Yes, anything to give.
You were talking about, someone said, is there a stoner cookbook? Our pal Matt from Dayton said there are several stoner cookbooks, and this is a recipe that he found, which I got to try. Found this recipe. It's called a Hot Pocket Bake. Already.
Yeah.
Put pizza Hot Pockets in a baking dish.
Yes.
Pour spaghetti sauce on top. Then put cheese on. My favorite part, it says, bake for a bit, which I hope that is in the cookbook.
That should be the title.
Just bake it for a little.
Yeah, because that actually sounds delicious.
It does. Yeah. Oh, no,
but
that'd be killer.
I imagine if you're stoned, you really can't wait for them to get fully cooked.
If I was stoned, I'd probably just do this in the microwave, to be honest.
Yeah, and I was told Snoop Dogg does have a stoner's cookbook.
My goodness.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show asking people to send us
recipes.
Maybe in a couple of weeks. Yeah, send us your stoner recipe. There are things we sort of create on the fly.
Yeah.
You ever see that show where they would at random give people, you have to make something and they'd give them some wacky ingredients?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You get the basket full of stuff.
Yeah, they tended to be a little ridiculous.
Chopped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anything you do, Chick, for example, not to suggest that you were stoned, but you're scrambling to get something to eat, you're really hungry, and you open up the fridge. And
I'm like a dessert guy. Like, I'll... M&M's and peanut butter.
Okay.
Take a gob of peanut butter and dip it in the M&M bag.
Ever done tuna fish in potato chips?
That's really good.
Yeah. No, I do tuna fish and Triscuits.
Yeah, the same thing. It'll be, you turn a can of tuna fish into a quick dip.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Well,
they come in pouches now.
It's yeah, really I love good. The pouch.
Chick, you're a sweets guy? Mm-hmm. You ever done this? You ever make a pancake, and then you treat that pancake like a tortilla? You put a little ice cream in there. You put a little chocolate sauce in there. You put some peanut butter, some jelly, whatever you want there, pal. And you make yourself an ice cream taco.
I have not, but I'm going to.
Well, another good one is you make a nice thin pancake, and you put your scrambled eggs and bacon in it, and roll it up and eat it like a hot dog.
That's fun, yeah.
Yep.
A nice thin pancake, almost like it doesn't exist.
Like a crepe?
Yeah, I hate thick pancakes.
You hate thick pancakes? You don't like waffles either?
Not particularly.
You're a communist.
Now I'm hungry.
Yes, I'll never forget when Engels and Marx had their big fight over pancakes and waffles.
That's right.
And I have my hammer and sickle waffle iron. Did I say sicker?
Sicker. You did say sicker.
I meant hammer and sickle.
Right.
You are full of borscht.
So if you want to start sending us your stoner recipes, we can start collecting them, and we'll just do one big blowout.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But that one that your buddy meant, that sounds really good.
So make it, 325 for probably...
I guess so,
because Hot Pockets are frozen, so they're going to have to cook
exactly.
a while.
I'm going
to
say at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think I would do a little pre-cooking on the Hot Pockets.
Yeah. I would, too.
I would definitely
cook them in the microwave first.
Right. Yeah, the Hot Pockets.
The Hot Pockets in the micro for about a minute 15, and then I get... Then it's the pizza party. Then everybody's invited. And you know what? If I'm doing this, gang, I'm putting on a little chopped cilantro. I'm putting on a little pepper.
Oh, man.
And before you bake the Hot Pockets, remember to remove them from the sleeves.
Yeah. Good point.
Those cardboard microwave sleeve things that...
This is really papery. Yeah. Kind of papery.
And by the way, what is the... I saw someone that had an anti-cilantro t-shirt.
Yeah,
what is that all about?
It's a genetic thing. Yep. Certain folks think cilantro tastes like dish soap.
Yep.
For me, it tastes like absolute poison.
Really?
It does.
Yeah, and Willie is right. It's genetically, there are people that hate it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Same.
I wish I did. I can't stand it.
I love it. Salsa with big chunks of cilantro.
Can you imagine telling someone 100 years ago that the people are going to be wearing t-shirts anyway that have slogans on them, but there'll be people who are opposed to a type style?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think you're the only
one. You're the first one in this room that is opposed to it.
No, there's like a worldwide hatred of Comic Sans.
Yeah, there's people who hate Comic Sans. And
love it.
But yeah, there is if I get a letter and if it's a weird type stuff, I don't even read it.
What are you all, Helvetica? Is that all you read?
No, he hates Helvetica.
There are problems with Helvetica because the I looks just like the L.
So what font style do you use?
Times New Roman nailed it. Yeah. They nailed it.
Okay, well, I'll just say, but can you imagine telling someone 100 years ago,
no,
I hate cilantro. I wear it on my T-shirt and walk around town and show people. It seems kind of a weird culture we live in.
I just don't care for it.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I did.
Yes, but
I don't like not liking things.
You dress like a janitor. Okay, we had that pointed out already.
I'm trying to clean up the world.
Are you?
Isn't that nice?
You got it. You got
and
it.
You know what? We appreciate it.
I think you might.
Can we get that on the back of your shirts? Tom Griswold, like a jersey, cleaning up the world.
Tom, we don't thank you enough for trying to clean up the world.
For example, the guy pleasuring himself with a pickle. I brought that to everyone's attention this morning.
How is that cleaning up
you feel
the
like,
world?
You feel like that was helping.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They don't do that.
Do you think people are How many people woke up today and went, you know what I think I'm going to do? But no, Tom said I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, no one's going to use a pickle. It's too slippery.
We don't do that, sir. We don't do that here, okay?
Leave yourself alone.
Do better, sir. Don't use a pickle on someone else's front porch.
Or your own front porch.
Get a proper... Close the doors. Get some privacy. Get a proper device. I'm sure they sell them somewhere on the internet.
You're better than this, sir.
It's perv.com. They have all kinds of
devices.
Yeah,
that's right. People that...
Pathetic loser.com.
Tom, we have a big weekend coming up. Are you going to be doing any grilling at all?
Well, that was an incident last week.
Well, I'm just asking if you're going to be doing any grilling.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Tom, you're always doing great stuff for us, and you're very kind to us, so I thought I'd help you out.
Are you kidding me? You got some Kingsford. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at that. That's a full
That's
bag.
A real
nice.
Bag.
He's not messing around. Yeah. Unopened bag.
Yeah, last week there was I made an error, and I stopped at a gas station, got some off-brand charcoal that would not light.
I've been around country to gas stations. I've never seen one that sells charcoal.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
The word got out.
Did you go to the store to buy that, or did you just have that around the compound?
I have a stockpile.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just checking. Thank, how kind of you, Ace.
Ace has a stockpile of a lot of stuff.
How many mice are in that bag?
I've got all sorts of stuff over there.
Crap in here.
Going bad. Well. Yep.
I mean, I squirted it with the squirter three times, even after it was lit, which you're not supposed to do. And
that's frustrating.
And this, I had to cook.
You're a mess.
Cook it on the cooktop.
Oh, my God. God forbid.
It's hard to face an eight-year-old going, here's your burger that I made on the top of the oven like I would in the middle of the winter.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Do you have any idea how critical they are?
I don't know. Gee, I wonder where they get that.
Just the big one's critical, I'm pretty sure. Heart's very sweet.
I don't know they get how that. We don't hear on the news at least once a weekend, well, the fire was caused by area man and menace, Tom Griswold.
I got it under control.
While we're talking food, can I read a couple of these stoner snacks we got over here?
Sure.
So there's a couple regular ones. This one is taking two oatmeal cream pies, using them as bread and a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh.
Add some marshmallow fluff. That's like classic stoner. Hello. Also, this is brown sugar and a cinnamon Pop-Tart with cream cheese frosting. Classic stoner stuff. That's from Keith and Adam. Hmm. But this one, really, I've never seen this before. You take one fresh garden tomato.
Okay.
Two slices of seeded Italian bread. Spread Jif peanut butter on one slice. Spread Hellman's mayonnaise on the other slice.
Okay, I'm three.
Sliced tomato and salt and pepper to taste. He said his father and him used to eat these several times a week during the summer. It's a mayo, peanut butter, and tomato sandwich.
That's an
odd combination. My dad used to do peanut butter and bacon, and give it a shot. It's tasty. And then at the risk of having Chick criticize me again, Elvis would famously, his sandwiches, I heard his chef being interviewed.
Oh, there was a secret.
Josh, pay attention to that.
I've also heard it.
You put the bread in a toaster,
yes.
So it's nice and crispy.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you put whatever you want, your peanut butter, banana, your peanut butter, bacon. Then you deep fry it more or less in about an inch of butter.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
Yeah. Oh, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
But man, is it tasty.
It doesn't even sound good.
Oh,
it's a kink in your colon, that's for sure.
Okay, got a bunch of mail about this one. We just had the Jeff Oskey What You Failed to Mention newscast.
Yep.
I'll read the one that's most succinct. What Jeff Oskey failed to mention was that rooks in chess are the castles, not the horsies.
Right, but... Well, still a fine joke.
The horsies are called knights.
Yes.
Try spending 13 to 14 seconds of research. Okay.
Poor Jeff.
By the way, that's not Jeff's fault. Nope. I will take the bullet on that joke. I've never played chess, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Shocked by that.
No, with my ADD, I couldn't. That involves thinking ahead, which I can't do.
I used to play a lot.
Okay.
Now
tell your audience,
anything.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, tell your audience they should never pleasure themselves with...
What?
You didn't pre-read this one.
You don't have to read everything.
Who sent me this?
Keep going.
We had a news story about a guy that was pleasuring himself
with a pickle
in the most intimate fashion with a pickle and was arrested by the police.
Isn't that something?
In a public place. It was disgusting. Please tell your audience they should never pleasure themselves with pickles. My wife does it and she's such a sourpuss.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
I mean, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
Kinda.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's a joke.
How about this one? Dear Bob and Tom Show, the guy that was pleasuring himself with a pickle. Even St. Peter at the Golden Gate will be going, hey, God, come over here. It's the pickle guy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.